The OpenClaw Open Source Agent AI project is now being sponsored by OpenAI, and its creator is joining OpenAI to work on bringing agents to everyone. The platform has seen large growth since being released last November. It supports the combined agent features of tool access, memory persistence, easy integration with messaging apps, and sandboxed code execution. Meanwhile, the financial sector anticipates AI development in 2026 to focus on the integration of agents that actively run business processes. Currently, the major pain points in the sector are data silos, legacy systems, and compliance approvals. A VentureBeat article looks at an ETL-style data pipeline for AI applications where instead of hard-coding transformations on incomplete data, the pipeline identifies inconsistencies, infers missing structure, and generates classifications with AI support. Elsewhere, an InfoWorld article uses the term AI hype hangover for the frustration felt by organizations about being unable to achieve return on investment from AI. Several high-profile employees have recently left AI firms in protest over companies sacrificing AI safety for profit. Zoe Hitzig left OpenAI in protest of the decision to introduce advertisements on the platform, writing that advertising built on user content creates a potential for manipulating users in ways we don't have the tools to understand, let alone prevent. At Anthropic, the head of the Safeguards research team, Mrinunk Sharma, left the company and published an article on X entitled "That the World is in Peril," in which he questions the pace and focus of AI work at Anthropic. Meanwhile, a mental health expert has criticized Google AI Overviews for giving incorrect information. Examples of untruths that AI Overviews came up with were that starvation was healthy and that mental health problems are caused by chemical imbalances. Elsewhere, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg appeared as a defendant in a trial where social media platforms are accused of not doing enough to protect children and people with mental disabilities. Currently, psychologists do not classify social media addiction as an official diagnosis. Nevertheless, several researchers have documented the harmful effects of social media on young people. Reuters is reporting that OpenAI is continuing to prepare the groundwork for an IPO that it hopes will be valued at $1 trillion. OpenAI's revenue in 2025 was $13 billion, and it spent $8 billion during the year on operating costs. The company has reportedly told investors that the cost of running its AI models, the inference cost, increased by a factor of 4 in 2025. An MIT Technology Review article discusses whether generative AI is really contributing to increased cyber insecurity. On the one hand, generative AI is seen as a productivity tool for cybercriminals to write viruses and phishing mails. However, cybercriminals face the same limits with generative AI as legitimate users. In one AI-based cyber attack, the chatbot often hallucinated credentials, so the cybercriminals spent a lot of time manually validating recovered credentials. Another article in the journal looks at efforts by Microsoft to quantify the current state of technical research into detecting AI-generated content. The current state of technical research does not permit a user to indicate if an image is fake or not, only whether it has been digitally doctored. One question is whether there is really economic incentive for social media platforms to add AI-generated labels to content on their platform. An audit by Indicator found that only 30% of its test posts on Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube were correctly labeled as AI-generated.